This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a six-day visit to France and Slovakia today to further deepen bilateral ties with the two European countries. On the first leg of the visit, the Prime Minister will reach the French city of Nice tonight. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Emmanuel Macron tomorrow. Both leaders will jointly inaugurate the Bharat Innovates event. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said the focus of the visit to France will be on boosting economic as well as cultural linkages between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today directed the High-Level Committee on Demographic Change to study the shift in population structure in border districts. During the meeting of the committee, Mr. Shah also asked the panel to visit border areas, metro cities and industrial towns for an assessment of changes because of illegal migration and other unnatural causes. The five-day historic BRICS Agriculture Conference held in Indore, Madhya Pradesh, came to a close today. At the end of the conference, the Indore Declaration was adopted unanimously. The declaration outlines key decisions on food security, farmer welfare, climate-friendly farming, agricultural trade and digital agriculture. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that BRICS nations represent nearly half the world's population and contribute around 42% of global agricultural output. He said the Indore Declaration is not just a document of agreement, but a symbol of the collective will and shared responsibility of BRICS nations. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the international situations related to the Iran, America and Israel war have increased the challenges in the petroleum sector that has led to hiking petrol prices. However, he said that the central government has ensured that the citizens of the country should not be impacted with the price rise. Speaking to the media in Ludhiana today, Mr. Puri termed the 12-year tenure of the country's Prime Minister Narendra Modi as people-centric and development-oriented. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has launched the Pariksha Karmyogi Capacity Building Program for examination officials on the iGOT Karmyogi Bharat platform. The initiative aims to strengthen supervision and invigilation processes for NTA examinations and ensure the smooth, secure and standardized conduct of offline pen and paper-based tests. The NTA said that the course is designed for examination functionaries, particularly center superintendents and invigilators who are involved in conducting NTA examinations, including NEET UG. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that efforts are underway to implement the One Nation, One Election proposal in the country. Speaking to media persons in Puducherry today, Dr. Murugan said simultaneous elections would help reduce expenditure and ensure more efficient utilization of manpower and resources. An AN-32 transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force crashed at the Jorhat Air Force Station in Assam this morning during a routine sortie, claiming the lives of five air warriors. The Indian Air Force IAF said that a court of inquiry is being constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of five warriors. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said their courage and service to the nation will always be remembered with pride and gratitude. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of Karnataka, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, some more parts of Odisha and some parts of South Chhattisgarh during the next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahi, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and parts of northeastern region for the next 3 to 4 days. The Met Department has also forecast thunder squall over East Rajasthan till tomorrow. In men's cricket, Afghanistan have set a target of 195 runs for India in a rain-affected first one-day international of the three-match series in Dharamshala, Himachal Pradesh. Put into bat, Afghanistan were bowled out for 194 in 24.5 overs. Earlier, the match was reduced to 25 overs per side after relentless rains delayed the start. India won the toss and elected to field first. And that's the end of this news bulletin.